News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and I'm joined here this next segment by Betty O. And Betty O is part of the planning committee, is that right, for Juneteenth?
Well, I'm actually the MC. I'm not on the committee yet, but I am the MC, so I'm going to be keeping everybody on their tiptoes and moving the show along.
All right. Well, this is an exciting event here this weekend, Friday and Saturday. It's the 30th anniversary of the celebration here in Manhattan. Let's start first off of what we're celebrating here.
We are celebrating Juneteenth. So, of course, during the Civil War from 1861 through 1865, that President Abraham Lincoln issued an executive order called the Emancipation Proclamation. So it's, you know, freeing of so that all enslaved people shall be free. So it is a celebration, actually, of community. So it's about bringing all the community, bringing all the community together to celebrate, I think, the human experience. That's how I'm wording it. So I don't want people to think it's them, us, or other. It is a community celebrating the, freedom of slaves back during that time from the 1861 through 1865. I hope I'm saying that right. So it's a time in our history that, on June 19th, 1865, when the Union soldiers came in. And so we were actually free 2 years before we even realized it. So they decided to celebrate in Texas. And, it kind of started from there. And if you work hard, you party hard. So I don't want to make sure that I'm letting people know it's really just about celebration of a community. And to me, in my opinion, I found this yesterday, and it says that we all shall know that diversity makes a rich tapestry, and we must understand that all the threads of the tapestry are equal in value, no matter what their color, no matter what their color. So, again, it's about celebration.
Celebration, that's the key word here for this event this weekend. And it's been going on 30 years, so obviously it's had a lot of success here in Manhattan. How long have you been involved with it?
This is my actually first year of emceeing, and I was one of the entertainers a few years ago. I sang with a band out of Topeka, and we got to entertain for Juneteenth. And again, the audiences that come out are just so loving and kind, and you get to see all your family and friends, and people come from out of town, as far as, California, from the East Coast to the West Coast, from the South. I mean, everybody just comes out and come back and enjoy themselves. You know, that's what it is.
So let's talk about what's coming up Friday night here. That's kind of starts off with all the soul music, right?
Yes. Well, that is Mr. JaVale Roan. He's from Kansas City. And, he's played with the likes of Clark Terry, B.K. Jackson, Julian Vaughn. This cat is really responsible for bringing in all the heavy hitters from Donald Hayes to Kirk Whalum, because they're all musicians and friends. So Mr. JaVale Roan and Fly Rhythm is kicking it off on Friday. And then the headliner would be Mr. Donald Hayes, saxophonist. They're all saxophonists. And it's jazz infused with R&B, infused with blues, infused with gospel. And I'm telling you, it is going to lift your spirit. If you miss this 30th anniversary, I'm telling you, you are going to miss something special. It is absolutely special. They really stepped up their game as far as bringing in entertainers this year. So we got a real high quality of entertainers. They've entertained worldwide. They've been everywhere nationwide. They played with the top and the best of the best. So they're actually coming in. And 30th anniversary, it's free. All you have to do is show up, and they will show out. And it's going to be a great time.
Looking forward to that. I know my wife and I have talked all week, like, got to get to that concert here this Friday, so that's going to be great. And that's at the Norville Band Shell at Manhattan City Park. So there's plenty of seating there, and as you mentioned, it's free. So fantastic. Well, it kind of continues into Saturday here as well. All kinds of activities taking place Saturday. Let's start with what's happening in the morning.
Oh, yeah. So in the morning, there's going to be, of course, your Zumba warm-up. There's going to be all type of yoga, medal awards for different events. The mayor is coming. We're also going to have like a different, Home Depot workshops, train rides for the kids, basketball contests. I mean, car wash contest. Juneteenth is just kicking it off on Saturday.
We have another guest who's shown up in studio here, and I believe Dave Baker, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and Dave, tell me how you're involved with Juneteenth.
Well, I'm on the Juneteenth committee. I'm the liaison from the city. Been involved with it since 2011, and just part of the committee that makes this thing happen in Manhattan, Kansas.
Yes, he does.
Fantastic. Well, we've been talking a little bit about the events here, the surrounding the event. And with it being the 30th anniversary, you guys have really gone all out. She talked about the musical guests coming out Friday night, and it sounds like some real top-notch entertainers coming out.
Well, I think this is the one thing that will make Juneteenth really big this year in Manhattan. This is the 30th, and it's exciting, and we're looking forward to a big show on Friday and Saturday.
Fantastic. Let's take a quick break. We'll allow you guys to kind of gather your thoughts here, and we'll continue on here in the next segment with In Focus, News Radio, KMAN.